We'll call the Plan Commission meeting to order. Clerk, read the roll, please.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
You can get him before you leave.
Deb Scott is excused. Jim Bandura is excused. Judy Giuliana is excused. Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck's excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum present. The minutes of April 8th, 2019, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the April 8th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence? Jean?
I have done this evening. Okay.
Citizens' comments. The item A and B are going to be tabled. Item D, E, and F are public hearings, and if you have something that you wish to say or approach this board on, that would be your time to do so. And if you have any other comments you wish to approach this commission on, now is the time to do so. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments and open up for new business. Item A and item B are going to be tabled.
Right. For the record, I would ask that items A and B be tabled as requested by the petitioner until June 24th, 2019.
Is there a motion on that?
I'll move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for tabling the item A and B until June 24th. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Item C is new business, vacation of the Vintage Park condominium plat. Gene?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission, the next items on the agenda, we would like them taken up at the same time. Item C, item D, and item E. The first is item C, vacation of the Vintage Park condominium plat, vacation of easements and certified survey map for the redevelopment of the site to be known as Green Bay Trail Condominium Development. Item D is a public hearing and consideration of a final condominium plat, including the development agreement and related exhibits. And this is at the request of Nancy Washburn, agent on behalf of Harp Development, LLC, owner of the properties at the southeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 104th Street, or Highway 165. For the Green Bay Trail condominium development, which is proposed to be 6 3-unit and 14 2-unit buildings. And item E, public hearing and consideration of a zoning text amendment, including residential development plans, also at the request of Nancy Washburn on behalf of Harp Development, LLC. And this is also for that same property at the southeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 104th Street to amend Appendix C of Chapter 420, Specific Development Plan Number 22. And this is for the Green Bay Trail Condominium Planned Unit Development Ordinance. I'm sorry. And item F, public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit for the request of Nancy Washburn, agent on behalf of Harp Development. And this is for conditional use permit to use building number 20 as model unit sales office for the Green Bay Trail condominium development. These items are related and will be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions will be required. The petitioner is requesting final approvals of the redevelopment of the Vintage Park condominium development properties as a new condominium development to be known as Green Bay Trail Condominiums. It's located at the southeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 104th Street or Highway 165. As some background information, on June 18, 2007, the board approved a final condominium plat, development agreement, and related exhibits for the Vintage Park condominium development, which included 3 6-unit and 12 4-unit condominium buildings, or 66 units, at that southeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 104th Street. Infrastructure construction began, and some public improvements were installed, including the mass grading and installation of a retention basin, underground utilities, and binder course of the roadway, including curb and gutter. However, due to the downturn in the economy, all of the required public roadway improvements were not completed, and no condominium buildings were built. With the purchase of the former Vintage Park development by Harp Development, LLC, the Village Board, on November 19, 2018, approved an assignment of the existing 2007 development agreement to Harp Development, LLC, the new developer. Harp Development, LLC, has agreed to assume all obligations under the development agreement, including being financially responsible for the completion of the required public and private improvements within the development. HARP Development, LLC, has provided the village with the required financial security or letter of credit, but this was based on the 2018 Village Engineer's Cost Estimate, identifying the currently known outstanding construction-related costs for the development. Additional financial security will be required to be provided to the village as a replacement letter of credit or a supplemental letter of credit based on the new final engineering plans and construction costs for the new development. It is intended that a new development agreement, as presented this evening, will be entered into with HARP based on the revised development costs and project. On January 21, 2019, the Board approved a comprehensive plan amendment to amend a portion of the Lakewood Neighborhood Plan for the proposed redevelopment of the site pursuant to a conceptual plan that was conditionally approved for the proposed 6 three-unit condominium buildings and 14 two-unit condominium buildings. The development is to be known as Green Bay Trail Condominiums. On March 11, 2019, the Village Board approved a preliminary condominium plat for the proposed Green Bay Trail Condominiums. So the Green Bay Trail Condominium plat done this evening. The existing Vintage Park final plat is proposed to be vacated along with some easements, and the property is proposed to be redeveloped with 46 units to be known as Green Bay Trail Condominiums. The development proposes to utilize as much of the existing infrastructure that was installed as possible. However, the stormwater retention pond is being reshaped and some electrical utilities are being moved to allow for the new development layout. There are some other infrastructure improvements as well. The two-unit buildings will be ranch-style condominiums with two-car attached garages and full basement. Each building will have two-bedroom, two-bath unit that is 1,626 square feet, and the three bedrooms will have two-bath units that are 1,691 square feet. The three-unit buildings will be two stories. Two of the units will be ranch-style with a three-car attached garage, full basements with two bedrooms and two baths. One unit will be 1,617 square feet, and the other will be 1,629 square feet. The upper unit will have 2,276 square feet of living space, and the second floor with an entry foyer with extra storage space on the first floor that is 244 square feet. This upper unit will have a two-car attached garage, extra deep, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, an office, and a covered deck. The units will have a variety of color options related to the siding. This is all hardy, shake, and stone materials. The boards that you see in front of me outline the color palettes and the materials to be used for the project. As you can see, there's a wide variety of siding colors, as well as shake colors and stone materials as shown on the boards. Comprehensive plan compliance and density. The proposed development is consistent with the adopted Village Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the Lakewood Neighborhood Plan. For the zoning, the property is currently zoned R10 PUD, which is a multiple family residential district with a planned unit development overlay district. The existing PUD ordinance that was approved for the Vintage Park condominium is being repealed, and the attached new PUD ordinance will be created for this development. Developing the site with the PUD overlay allows for modification of the zoning ordinance requirements, provided that there is a defined benefit to the community. The PUD will allow for more than one building per property and just slightly reduce street setbacks and other modifications as noted below. There's a 60-foot building setback from Highway 165 instead of the required 65 feet, a 50-foot building setback from Old Green Bay Road right-of-way instead of the required 65 feet, a 25-foot building setback from 105th Street and 65th Avenue right-of-ways instead of the required 40 feet, provided that from the edge of the garage to the sidewalk, there's a minimum of 20 feet to allow a car to be parked in the driveway without encroaching into the sidewalk. There's a 20-foot building setback from the back of curb to the private drive cul-de-sac for units 13 through 17 instead of the required 40 feet. 20-foot separation distance between the buildings as measured from the building decks or porches will be required. 120-foot minimum separation spacing distance between the center line of the condominium driveways and the center line of Highway 165 and Old Green Bay Road instead of the required 150 feet. and an 80-foot minimum separation between the center line of the driveways and the center line of 65th Avenue and 105th Street, and a 65-foot minimum separation between the center line of the driveways and the center line of 66th Court, which is a private street, and 65th Avenue instead of the required 100 feet. The community benefit being provided is that all of the units have individual entries with no common hallways. Exterior materials are maintenance-free and include elements of natural stone or brick materials, as shown in the residential development plans. Other community benefits include increased installation of landscaping, required sidewalks, future street trees, and driveway extensions when the cul-de-sac islands are removed. Again, keep in mind that the previous development had these 4- and 6-unit buildings, and so there were fewer buildings, but there were more units in each building. So in order to accommodate the reduction to these 2 and 3 units, we needed to shift some things around in order to get the number of units in the development. Again, the previous development had 66, and this one only has 46. Under municipal improvements, municipal sanitary sewer and water laterals will be provided to service all of the condominium units. Sanitary sewer and water were installed by the previous developer. However, due to the reconfiguration of the buildings, sewer and water mains and sewer water laterals will need to be extended and or relocated. The stormwater retention basin facility and storm sewers for this development have already been constructed and installed. However, again, the retention basin and storm sewers are being proposed to be reconfigured slightly to accommodate the new building layout per the plans. Sidewalks are required in all developments now and will be required on both sides of 105th Street, both sides of 65th Avenue, and on the east side of Old Green Bay Road, and on the south side of Highway 165 within the street rights of way. All sidewalks, with the exception of the sidewalk on Highway 165, are required to be installed as part of this development. A cash deposit in the amount of $28,525 will be provided to the village for the future sidewalk or pedestrian path on 165, which would be installed at the time that future improvements are completed in Highway 165. Excluding the intersection improvements at 165 and Old Green Bay Road that will be installed later this year as part of the Main Street Market development to the northwest. The public roadways will be completed pursuant to the village specifications as noted in Chapter 405 of the Municipal Code, with some slight adjustments since a portion of the improvements were previously installed. The temporary cul-de-sacs at the end of 105th Street and 65th Avenue are intended to be removed when land to the east and south develops. So as you can see on the slide, there are temporary cul-de-sacs that are being installed at this time to accommodate the development and to allow for turnarounds to be at the terminus of each of those two roads. But when and if development does extend to the east or to the south, those temporary cul-de-sacs will come off and the roads will then be extended straight. The driveways will have to be reconnected to the roadway and then the roads will be extended. The condominium association will be responsible to connect the existing condominium building driveways for buildings 7, 8, and 9 to the new roadways and to install the required remaining public street trees, because we're not installing those street trees where the bulbs, the temporary cul-de-sac islands or bulbs are being placed. With respect to the plat and easement vacation, certified survey map, and development agreement, existing easements and Vintage Park condominium plat vacation documents shall be finalized and approved by the board. A new certified survey map will dedicate new easements and set forth additional restrictive covenant language associated with the new development plan. In addition, the attached draft development agreement and related exhibits shall be finalized and executed by the developer. As part of the development agreement, the developer shall provide a replacement or supplemental letter of credit as financial security to the village as a guarantee for the installation, inspection, and warranty of the remaining public improvements. The vacation documents shall be approved, executed, and recorded prior to recording the CSM, the final plat, memo of development agreement, and other associated documents, all which would be recorded at the Kenosha County Register of Deeds. Under transportation improvement fees, for the future widening and reconstruction of Old Green Bay Road and Highway 165 intersection, that dollar amount of $187,453.11 has already been deposited with the village by the prior developer. These funds will be utilized for the intersection improvements that are anticipated to be under construction and late spring, summer of 2019 by the Main Street Market developer. With respect to the conditional use permit being requested, building number 20, a two-unit building, is proposed to be constructed at the northeast corner of Old Green Bay Road and 105th Street and used as a sales office and model units for this development. This building will not be used as a developer's permanent office since Harp Development has their corporate office and selection showroom on 75th Street in Pleasant Prairie. As requested by the developer, approved by the Village Board, and noted in the development agreement, the construction of the sales office and model units building can commence upon execution of the development agreement and issuance of proper village permits. However, all outstanding public and private improvements, as outlined in the development agreement, will need to be finalized, inspected, and accepted by the village prior to the final verbal occupancy inspection and use of the building as a model, as model units or sales office. The property is zoned R10 PUD, and pursuant to Section 420.115(c)(1)(b) of the Village Zoning Ordinance, model units and related temporary real estate sales offices or marketing centers are allowed within the R10 district with the approval of a conditional use permit that's issued by the Village Plan Commission. Pursuant to the ordinance, the model units sales center are allowed within the following with the following conditions. The Plan Commission may set a specific time frame for such conditional use to be allowed. Village staff recommends no longer than 4 years or until all of the condo units are sold, whichever occurs first. The buildings shall not be occupied for model units or sales or marketing office until a verbal to occupy approval is granted by the village inspectors. The two-unit building shall not be open past 9 o'clock p.m. Pursuant to the application, the units will typically be open on the weekends between 10 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. or by appointment. Next, proper exterior maintenance of the property shall be provided, such as but not limited to lawn and yard maintenance and snow and ice removal. The building site shall be completely landscaped prior to verbal occupancy. The building shall be provided with handicapped accessibility and meet all ADA requirements. The off-street parking area or the driveway shall be completed with a paved surface prior to verbal occupancy. Parking would be allowed within the driveway of the units and on 105th Street adjacent to the units, provided that the vehicles do not block any driveways or fire hydrants, are not parked in the street during a snow emergency, and do not hinder any traffic visibility. Parking will not be allowed on Old Green Bay Road or Highway 165. The model unit sales office shall not be used as living quarters pursuant to the conditional use permit. Notices were sent to adjacent property owners via regular mail on April 11, 2019, and the required notice was published in the Kenosha News on April 15th and April 22nd, 2019, related to the public hearing. The petitioner was emailed a copy of the Plan Commission memorandum on April 26, 2019. According to the Village Ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the application and related materials, and the information presented at the public hearing this evening, that the project as planned does not violate the intent or purpose of the Village Ordinances, and it meets all the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. The only other thing I would like to mention is that under the developer time frame, the developer anticipates starting construction this summer and projects that the construction of the units will be completed within 2 to 3 years prior to the issuance of permits, with the exception of building number 20 as noted above, the phase two improvements, which includes stormwater retention pond, other site grading, public sewer, water extensions, anything related to the public improvements, including but not limited to the televising of the systems, the inspection, all of that needs to be completed and accepted by the village, as well as the as-built utility and grading plans need to be all submitted, and this is all set forth in the development agreement. All other required improvements shall be complete, again, pursuant to the development agreement. So with that, I'd like to continue the public hearing. We have four different items on the agenda this evening for the Green Bay Trail condominium project.
Item D, E, and F are public hearings, but we'll accept comments on item C as well. This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Nancy?
Nancy Washburn, 7450 County Line Road in Mount Pleasant. I do want everybody to know that I'm paying attention and I'm reading everything. And these are color-coded. The pink ones are, unfortunately, engineering got pink. I don't know why. Project acceptance is orange, blue is the CUP, and green is landscaping. So I'm doing my best to keep up with it all. We're just really excited to be here tonight. Obviously, we don't have too many people that have anything else to say. We appreciate all the effort everyone's made on this project. He's right. We would like to go to construction on this summer. And pursuant to that request, we all actually have, as part of our conditional use and developers agreement, we have requested that we be able to start that building 20 as soon as possible. So we are working hard to bring everything together. It's a challenging year this year. The contractors are busy. We're not getting information back as fast as we'd like to, but we are going to be able to pull it together. I have submitted vacation documents for staff review. And I'm not sure what all other questions you might have, but we've thought long and hard about the project. Based on what we've presented you, the buildings, I think, are very nice. They're exactly what apparently the people in Pleasant Prairie are looking for, because we do have quite a few reservations on them. Based on what we have to do with the site to make it work, it's all doable. And we've agreed to all of the sidewalks that have been requested of us and so forth. I think with the old Green Bay Road and the Market Street, Main Street Market project, that'll be a timing issue more than anything else, depending on how fast and how far along they go. Dustin Harp, the developer, is here with me tonight. And in order to keep it kind of simple and whatever, I'm certainly here to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Thank you, Nance. And if anybody has any questions, when we close the public hearing, we'll call you back up.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else? Will close the public hearings and open up to comments or questions from the commission. Mike?
I had a question for Matt. What is the anticipated timing on Old Green Bay Road right now?
Old Green Bay Road, right where they're at, they've been going back and forth with the DOT for the past 4 or 5 months regarding that intersection. And there's quite a bit of land acquisition on Old Green Bay Road by the condominiums to the north. So where they're at is they're at 90% plans right now, so they've got it all kind of planned out. And from 60%, which was about February, to now, I think they've kind of nailed down all the land acquisition needs. So what we need to do, or essentially the next steps are, is going to be the land acquisition from the condos and everything else that's needed to construct this. That is going to be, that'll be a six-month process if we go through the full eminent domain process, because of the nature of condominium process anyway. So with that, I'm guessing that they're not going to be ready to really construct the whole thing or anything until either in the fall, or potentially, as far as contractors go, it might even be, bidded out in January, and it's a next spring, summer construction for most of it. That being said, it might even be better situation to have it next year, because right now, with just freighter, it's not warranted for a signal at that intersection, and my preference is actually just to put the signal in and get it going.
Right.
So by next year, hopefully, there'll be another something or another on board to warrant it, so they can put the signals in right away as well.
Okay.
I don't see it really being done this year.
Yeah, if they haven't started acquiring land, I don't see how it.
Right.
I don't see what happens. Thank you.
Matt, while you have the microphone, 104th Street at 65th Avenue westbound, is there a bypass lane in there someplace? No, I'm talking about 65th Avenue.
It's
east.
It's at an intersection.
Oh, it's an intersection.
So there's room to to bypass.
Yeah, there is, but there is not a technical bypass lane because it is a four.
But there's room to get around cars making mm-hmm. left-hand turn. Okay, that's fine. Anybody else have any questions? Rock.
Are you guys going to shut that intersection down when you do it, or is it going to be kind of just limited use? Or
no, Old Green Bay Road, there will be periods of rerouting traffic. So part of it actually might even be rerouted for a short term through the subdivision and out to get some of the medians in there. But they are working on that kind of detour plan for construction phasing based off of the amount of – they're not going to construct all of it at one time. So, but there are going to be periods where certain areas are going to be closed.
Thank you.
Who owns the streetlights in that development right now? Is that HARP?
Those are We Energy streetlights.
We Energies?
Yep.
Anybody else? Brock?
I got one for Nancy, please. So are you guys just putting up the shells and then the owners that buy the units get to pick what the exterior is going to look like for each building, or are you guys going to be pretty consistent with all of them?
We'll have to have all of that predetermined, particularly in regards to the exteriors. That was part of our original preliminary submittals. So that, yeah, those will be predetermined. The interiors, there will be certainly some
modifications based on upgrades and
colors, right, and countertops and cabinet styles and so forth can be modified on a unit by unit basis. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Mike?
And a question for Nancy. On the landscaping, is it going to be sprinkled throughout the site?
It is not going to be sprinkled throughout the site. You know, at this point, this site is. When you see it on a picture like this, it looks very nice and lovely and green. There's not a lot of green space on it, but we did not have plans at this time to sprinkler it.
Brown's nice. I mean, brown's a nice color when you see it.
Green. We have a pond. We're going to have an aerator in our pond. I mean, it's going to be lovely, Mike. I have a question for you, actually. May I pose you a question? In regards to Main Street Market and all of the improvements on Old Green Bay Road, is that in a TID district? Is that project in a TIF? So
yes.
Is there any way that we can gain some benefit from the TIF for the sidewalks?
I don't think so, because it's not part of the project plan. That's already been approved.
That would have been something that we would have, you know, I mean, because it is in the Old Green Bay Road improvements.
Right.
So would have been interesting to...
And typically, the village hasn't utilized TID fund in residential development.
But it is allowable.
Oh,
we know
there's all sorts of things you can do that, you know, are allowable. But would you do them?
Well, it just would have been, you know, I mean, not that we've agreed to pay for all the sidewalks. We get it, but that would have been a very interesting opportunity for us to, you know, be able to take part in that, because they are expensive. It's probably $100,000 worth of sidewalks to run the perimeter.
Right.
So it is an expensive component.
Good try.
I'll always try. Sometimes Mike says yes to me, though.
Any other comments or questions?
I have none.
Okay, item C, what's your pleasure?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of item C, which is the vacation of Vintage Park condominium plat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item D, public hearing and consideration for final plat, condominium plat. Final condominium plat. What's your pleasure?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of item D. That's the final condominium plat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item E is the zoning text amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we adopt the zoning text amendment, including the residential development plans. They fit in with the master plan. It provides, a better project than we had with the previous development plan. So I'd recommend it be approved as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment, including the residential development plans. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And item F is a consideration of a conditional use permit.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the conditional use permit subject to the comments and conditions on April 29, 2019, village staff report.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the conditional use permit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Before we adjourn, just one little comment. Wayne Kessel has been reelected to the Wisconsin Retirement Board. He's been serving since Wisconsin was a territory. So, with that, adjournment is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.